Hello everybody, welcome to the Gamers Podcast. I'm Ethan and this is a podcast about gaming. And today we're going to be reviewing two games and an update.
Ethan, before you carry on, my friend, can I just ask, why have you chosen to do this podcast?
Because I've always been really good at gaming. I've always been really good at explaining to people about it. And what I think is that I could explain to the world about how this all works and how, like, all the gaming works and everything.
Nice, that sounds good, because I need to explain it too as well, because I haven't got a clue about these games yet.
Yeah. Okay, so the first review we're going to be doing today is a paid review of Minecraft. So, Minecraft Java Edition has got a new update, which we will explain in a moment. So now we're going to be talking about Minecraft, a very, very popular sandbox game.
Sorry, Ethan, can I just stop you there? Because, again, I don't know very much about gaming, and there may be people out there listening that don't know too much about it. What do you mean when you say sandbox?
So basically, the whole point of Minecraft is that you can... How do I explain it? That you can, like, survive, or you can just build massive buildings out of blocks. So what I mean by a sandbox game is, as in, like, you can build things. So it's a bit like Roblox, where you can build games, but you build it in your own world instead.
So basically, you can create anything you want.
Basically,
it's like an open world, and you can do what you like, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Sorry.
Back to it. So it's a sandbox game, yeah.
And on Minecraft Java Edition, they've now brought out the Minecraft 1.17 update for Java. And I haven't played it yet, but what I recommend is that you should save storage space on your computer. Because it's a very big update and will take a very long time to load onto your computer. But the Minecraft 1.17 update, I have played some of the snapshots, which don't take as long and don't take up as much space. I've played some of the snapshots and I think it's quite a good game. I recommend buying Minecraft Java Edition for your PC.
How much would that cost, Ethan?
So it's... At the moment. It's actually not too... It's not as much as you think it is, like... Because Windows Edition is... From 25 to £35.
Right, okay.
But Minecraft Java Edition is £17.
And what's the difference?
The difference between it is with Windows Edition, they make more money out of it because it's cross-platform. But with Java Edition, you can play with people in the same household. And if you wanted to play with someone, like, just down your street, they'd be able to play with you, basically. But the good bit about it is if you want to get it for your children, but you want them to be safe, I recommend Java Edition, because the only people that they can play with is people they know.
Okay, so when you say you can play with somebody down the road, do you have to create your own server for that?
So, basically, you can... create a server with, like, a little server, micro server bot.
Yeah.
But the problem that I have found with the Minecraft 1.16.5 is that if you create a world, other people can't play on your multiplayer server, even if you make it multiplayer. Because if you can't give your computer access to your Wi-Fi, then you won't be able to play with each other, basically.
Right. And surely that's quite a lot of the fun, isn't it? That you can invite friends to come and help build your world.
Yeah, that's the whole point. But I think because the Minecraft 1.16.5 update was in about 2019 or 2020, I think that it's quite an old update. So I think it's become immune to that. But basically, if you want to make a server that other people can join, I recommend buying a micro server, which is just like a bot. With stuff in it.
How much would that cost for one of those?
I think £50 to £100.
Well, okay.
So it's not very expensive for a server. But if at like where you work, they have servers and they've got any spare servers available, like that they don't use anymore, you could ask them if you could use that. By the way, guys, so my stepdad also plays Java Edition with us on his Mac. And what he did is he got a micro server from his work, and you need a Java compatible server that can run Java runtime and everything like that, and JavaScript.
So Java's quite an old coding language, isn't it?
Java is, yeah. But the only reason they've got Java Edition is because that's the only one that can run with Linux, a higher version that can run with Linux. I mean, with Linux, you can get Minecraft Raspberry Pi Edition, but that's more for like the Raspberry Pi computer than normal Linux. I think it's more compatible with Raspberry Pi OS.
Again, Ethan, I don't want to keep asking you questions, but I think I need to. When you say Linux, can you tell us a bit more about what that is? What does that mean?
So Linux, in the past, used to be Unix. And what they did is, as they upgraded it, it came from something called open source.
Is it like an operating system like Windows?
Yeah.
But different.
Basically, Linux is a lower rated operating system for Linux compatible things like Chromebook. Because Chrome OS came from Linux in the first place.
Yeah, because they were open source as well, weren't they?
But it is yeah. Yeah. People call it Android, but the way I see it is that actually, because it runs Linux, it is basically Debian. But if you're wondering about Ubuntu, actually, if you guys are looking for like games for like Linux and stuff, I recommend getting the Raspberry Pi 4 or Raspberry Pi 400. If you're looking for like stuff to do online banking and working and everything on, I recommend the Raspberry Pi 400 on the go. But if you want to do like, if you want to go to a friend's house and you don't have a bag to put anything in, the Raspberry Pi is a credit card. The Raspberry Pi 4 is a credit card sized computer. And I've got to be honest, I've used the Raspberry Pi 1 and 2 and 3. I've never used the Raspberry Pi 4, so it's only the Raspberry Pi 4 that I really want to get and use.
Again, Ethan, I don't like interrupting, but what do you mean by what is Raspberry Pi? Because when I think of Raspberry Pi, I think of a nice dessert, a bit of cream on it, maybe some custard.
Yes.
Tasty. Yeah.
That's what everybody says to me, I've got to be honest. So basically, the Raspberry Pi is a computer, basically. So it's a open sourced computer that you can see everything that's inside it. But if you think about tower computers.
Yeah.
And a lot of other computers, you can't get inside them. But what I think about the Raspberry Pi is that you can look at the parts that's in it. Like you can just take the case off without breaking anything. I think that if you're looking at running a school, I think the Raspberry Pi is the best for education.
Right.
So next, we're going to keep talking about Minecraft.
Yeah, sorry, we went a little bit off track there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Good conversation, I like that. I like the way that moved, it was good.
So yeah, Minecraft 1.17 is...
You were talking about the, like, it's quite big, isn't it? So you need a lot of space.
It's quite a big update, but the reason that Minecraft Java was invented is that I think the only reason they use Java is because it's more for, like, because there's no other version, again, like, there's no other version that you can use on Mac. So Minecraft Java will be the only version that you can actually use on Mac OS or even an iMac. What you've also got to think about is how old is your computer And what version of the computer is it? Is it higher? Is it like a newer version or is it an older version?
Well, can I just say as well, not being funny, I mean, I've played Minecraft a little bit. I've looked at it, and when I've looked at it, I thought, do you know what? The graphics, and this is part of the charm of Minecraft, isn't it? They're quite blocky. They're not very high def. They're quite old school. So that, to me, that makes you think, oh, actually, you don't need much space on your computer because it's the graphics aren't that great. But
I think what they're doing with the Minecraft 1.17 is that they've added the graphics, so it's a lot more blocky, but also less blocky. Do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, the graphics aren't low, the graphics are a lot higher in the new updates. And as I've been looking at the newest snapshots and the new pre-releases before the new 1.17 update, which was released on June the 8th, what I think is that I think Minecraft, the reason they make it blocky is Minecraft is a sandbox based game. It's based on a lot of survival games, and if you think about it, you find that a lot of survival games are really hard to play because the graphics are so terrible just because it's all flat. And I think when Mojang released Minecraft for the very first time, I think they were thinking of different ideas as they went along. Like, now they thought of ideas of adding spy glasses and everything, and candles and loads to the new update. And I just, big and by the way, guys, sorry, I'm now in the middle of talking. Big shout out to Mojang for the new Minecraft 1.17 update. I've tried the new pre-releases and I think it's the best update that's been released. It's a very, very big update. So if you guys are thinking about getting Minecraft Java Edition, come to this podcast to learn more about it.
Ethan, can I just stop you again? So Mojang, it's one man, isn't it?
No. Mojang's the company.
Mojang's the company, but wasn't it one man that created Minecraft?
Yes, so basically what happened with Minecraft is there was one man at first, and now they've got... But he died a very long time after he made Minecraft. So he had to sell it off before he died. So they sold it to a company who...
Is it Microsoft?
No, Microsoft are with... No, Microsoft are with Mojang. They're sponsored.
Didn't Microsoft buy it off them for like £50 million or something?
No, so basically, they bought...
Make sure you get this right, Ethan.
They bought Windows 10 Edition.
Make sure.
They bought Windows 10 Edition off Mojang first.
Right.
Which costed them quite a lot. And then they also bought Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo had to buy Nintendo Switch Edition.
Right.
And Bedrock Edition of Minecraft. Obviously, it did cost them a hell of a lot of money. I'm not going to lie. I mean, these companies are multi-millionaire companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably costed them an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Probably costed them quite a lot.
But well done to Mojang. Yeah, because it didn't cost them a lot at all, did it, really?
No, so basically what Mojang did is they bought it, a company that was actually unnamed bought it off the... So I think one man bought it off the dude who made it, then the dude who made it died.
Right.
And then the person who bought it off the man who made it, has now upgraded it and built a multi-millionaire company out of it now. So in a matter of minutes, this dude was a billionaire.
So is it still really popular?
It is very popular. They make, I think,
So how many people play it? How many people play Minecraft?
Over 50 million.
Really?
Over 50 million. But Roblox has billions. I'm going to do some research actually for you guys on this podcast for it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think
we'll talk about it next time. Maybe Roblox could be covered in a later one.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that.
So at some point we are. So now we need to cover quickly the Madeline Stunt Car 2 game review. I recommend going on to madelinestuntcar2.io, no spaces. If you go onto that, you can it's a free game. You can go on and play that. You can play it with all your friends and everything. And if you want, and it's basically, it's just a freestyle car game where you can pick loads of different cars and you can go and just
We had a go last night, didn't we? We did, Ethan. So Ethan introduced me to the game, and it runs in Unity, is that right?
It does,
which is like a browser
Unity is a game maker where they make games. Unity is an Android.
Could anybody make a game out of Unity?
It depends how much money they've got. It depends if they're using it for personal or commercial use.
Oh, right, okay.
I think with personal use, it costs money, but with commercial use, I'm not sure because I think you're only allowed to use it with commercial use, and you've got to pay for it either way.
Right, okay.
But I think they've got to have enough money.
So how do, and not being funny, we played it last night, and we had a good game on it. I was, like, trying to hide from you, and then you were trying to find me and everything. And then it's the other way round. But the graphics are really good. There's lots of effects on there. But, of course, it's free, so they don't get any money back. Well, how do they make their money?
Well, the thing I think is that with their website, there's adverts.
Yeah.
So I think that's how they make the money at first. But I think they've sold it to other websites.
Right.
And said to the other websites, here, try this. I'll give you a demo. If you want to buy it off me, just contact me. And there goes off the companies trying out this game. Then everybody made a deal of millions to just buy this one game off someone called Madeline. And the company Madeline was the people who made Madeline Stunt Cars. And that's the history of Madeline Stunt Cars.
That's how to do it, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I know there was on Facebook, and I know people, lots of viewers might be old enough to listen, to use Facebook or to even remember, but I used to be on Facebook quite a lot. I don't go on it so much now, but there was a game called Farmville, and you used to have to go on every day and look after your farm, and people got addicted to this. And actually what started to happen was it was free to start with, and then as you got through the game, you had to buy things so that you could continue with making your farm bigger and better.
That's what I think is what drags people away from the game, is that people don't want to pay like £100 just to play a crappy game.
No.
That's the problem, is Mojang try their best to make it as cheap as possible. But what they've also got to think about is that they've got to pay their staff as well for making it.
Yeah, all updates are free though, aren't they?
All the updates are free.
Once you've bought the game, the base game.
Yeah, once you've bought the game, all the updates are free. Also, we're not just going to be talking about gaming on this podcast. Next podcast, I'm going to be talking about the new Windows 11 and how it's going to be able to run Android games.
I'm not happy with Windows 11.
Well, Windows have basically lied to the public, because in their last update they actually told us that was the end of Windows.
Yeah, and also I went on and I downloaded a thing to see if my computer was compatible with it. And my computer should be, because it's quite a powerful one, but it says it's not, because there's something wrong in the BIOS. Something in the BIOS on when I boot up my computer. But I don't want to activate, and it makes you activate it so you get Windows 11.
And it's probably that's their way of making money and seeing what you're doing on your computer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, guys, if you want, email us on ethan.gamerschat@gmail.com if you guys are going to try out this Windows 11. I'm not happy about it either, and I don't think my granddad is either, but I think I'm going to try it out.
I can keep getting updates for Windows 10, but I can't use Windows 11, which just seems crazy to me.
But you can update your Windows for free, but if you're going to download it, you've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
And it's so confusing, I don't get it. Anyway, guys, I'll see you in the next Gamers Chat. Hope you're having a great day, and I'll see you next Gamers Chat. Bye, everybody!